Hello, and welcome to Lawful Insight. My name is Trisha Morales Padilla, and I'm an attorney here in San Antonio, Texas. And this podcast is meant to bring you bite-sized pieces of information to help you navigate your divorce and custody issues. If you have questions while you're listening to this podcast, you can check us out at MoralesPadillaLaw.com. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about wills and probate and how that intersects with divorce. So anytime you're getting divorced, you always want to make sure that you, if you have a will, that you're changing your will after the divorce is finalized, you're updating it, you're updating your beneficiary. If you have life insurance policy or anything like that, you're updating the beneficiary. Additionally, if you have any end-of-life directives, powers of attorneys, medical power of attorney, financial power of attorney, anything like that, you're going to want to update it from your former spouse, if that's who held that, to whoever you now want it to be. Additionally, one thing to think about as well is if you're married, since Texas is a community property state, which we've discussed in previous podcasts, and you just decide to separate. Now, Texas, again, doesn't recognize legal separation, but if you just decide to separate, and you pass away, for example, without a will, your spouse is still entitled to their community share. So I would definitely talk with somebody who does wills or trusts in those types of documents to find out if you're going to stay married, what the best course of action would be there. Because a lot of times I run into situations where you've been separated from your spouse for 5 years, but something happens and, you know, you pass away or your spouse passes away and now the spouse comes back during the probate and they're still married because now they're considered one of your heirs under community properties and since they're your spouse. So keep those things in mind. I would definitely consult with an attorney and kind of see the best course of action. Additionally, one of the questions that I get is if I don't have a will and I pass away, where do my kids go? And so that is something that is going to be up for determination through the courts as to who your children's guardian is going to be. So if you have somebody that you are thinking that you want to be the guardian, I would definitely talk to them about it and solidify that in some type of a will or a trust document just to give you peace of mind as well as your family peace of mind, because it could be somewhere through the courts. Somebody who, you know, would like to be their guardian, the court doesn't name them for one reason or another, and it just creates a lot of stress and uneasiness for everybody. So those are definitely some things that I would think about as far as updating those documents. I know a lot of times when people get divorced, they're just ready for it to be over and to move on to their next phase in life, and you kind of forget those things because sometimes they were done so long ago or at the beginning of your marriage. So just kind of circle back, make a list. It's always good to kind of make a list and see exactly what needs to be updated once the divorce is finalized. If you have any other questions, you can check us out, MoralesPadillaLaw.com. Otherwise, if you liked this episode, go ahead and like us on Podbean, subscribe to catch the latest episodes. If you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and hit the like and subscribe button. Thanks, and have a great day.